The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That day that you bring your brand new vehicle home is always a special day. You go to pick it up and it's shiny, it's clean, it's bright, it sparkles. There's no dents, there's no pings. Everything on it works perfectly well. And you take it home. And in the next few days, you go show it off a little bit. You drive it around town and you take it grocery shopping. And then it happens. The person parked next to you opens their door up and ping, there goes a chip of paint. And then, as the course of years go by, you may be picking up kids from a ball game and you stop off at fast food place, and sure enough, one of the kids spills soda water all over the place. A few others drop some french fries down the seat. And if one time when you're backing out, well, you didn't quite watch close enough and you hit a little post and it puts a little dent in your bumper. And then somebody else comes. Kids are playing out in the yard, and they run into the car, and sure enough, you get a nice little dent right there. And then over the course of the years, then too, that right side rearview mirror just doesn't want to quite hold. It kind of rattles and shakes as you go down the road, and you notice a funny noise coming out of the dashboard, and you don't know where it's coming from. And then you start to have a few mechanical problems with it. And over the course of time, over 10, 12 years, 160, 180,000 miles, you think, it's time for a new car. But then you go to the, you're about ready to go get a new car, and you look at your dashboard, and right there on the dashboard is a little button. And it says reset. You never noticed that button before, but it says reset. And you're curious, what does this reset button mean? And so you push it. And all of a sudden, all the dings, all the pings, all the paint scrapes, all the dents, mechanical failures, the rattles, everything is gone. And you have a brand new car once again. Just like you drove it off the showroom floor that first day when you picked it up. Everything, everything is brand new. In our second lesson today, John has a revelation from God. And as he tells and spreads that revelation to us, He says, "And God and the one who is seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.'" Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday. November 1st is All Saints Day, and so we celebrate that All Saints Sunday, that first Sunday in November. We remember all the saints who have gone before us, all those saints who have influenced our faith, or even kept the faith alive in those dark times. We remember the saints from of old, the first ones, like the apostles of Jesus, St. Matthew or St. John, or some of the other apostles, the leaders in that early church, such as St. Paul or St. Mark. We remember those saints. We also recognize all those saints that have passed over the years, who have done wonderful things, who have stood up for their faith, who have performed miracles, or who have helped people in the midst of crises, who have changed the world in one way or the other. We remember those saints as well then too. But we also remember those saints who were near and dear to us, those whom we knew, those whom we loved, who have gone on to their eternal home. We remember those people because they helped shape and form us. They influenced us. Maybe it was one of your parents or grandparents. Maybe even one of your children. But we remember those. We remember those saints because of the influence they had on us, the way that they helped us to develop our faith. And we remember today, as John writes here, "And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.'" These saints have been made new. They have gone to their eternal home. They are brand sparkling new. And it's in that sense of what God intended them to be. Way back before the fall, way back before Adam and Eve took that first bite of that fruit, He restores us. He restores the saints back to what they were intended to be. Because here again, He says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." God restores us back to our original condition. Not the condition we were born in, but the original condition. The condition in which He intended us to live within paradise, within His care. That's where we are intended to be. But we also remember the saints who are living now, and that means us. We also remember who we are as saints of God. He has made all things new, and that also applies to us because it's in our baptism that we are washed clean. We are made new. As Martin Luther has said in his small catechism, that we are drowned through daily repentance, that sinful self has been drowned through daily repentance, and out of those waters, a new self arises to live with Christ forever. That's us. We are born anew every day through those waters of baptism. We are made new. God hits that reset button every day for us to make us clean, to make us worthy. He restores us to that original condition. As we live on this earth, we are saints. We are also sinners as well then too. We kind of live in that in-between state. But we will one day return to God, to that original brand new self that God intended for us. Behold, God makes all things new. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.